should get an awareness now of the metaphysical aspect of the color awareness, because it has psychological effects too. The Oakland Raiders painted the visiting team's room blue, and they painted their room red. And the football league passed a law that they had to settle on green or paint them both the same. Blue, calming; red, exciting. Because the closer you get to being trapped, the more excited you get. You see? Because red is a trap, you see? If it falls into the black, you're trapped. So there's a line here falling into a fear of falling into the darkness. It's gray. The fear of falling into darkness. People hang out on the edge between black and white. They have a fear of falling into the darkness. It's gray. Well, with that point of view, they can, that's a clairvoyant point when it's in a silver side. See, and it's a fear side when it's in a dark below the view. See, when it's in the center of gray and above, it gets clairvoyant. But below that, when it heads more towards the white and silver, the brighter, the light side, see, instead of the dull side, see, it gets clairvoyant. Because, see, there it is on the edge looking at darkness and light. Well, there's another point. The crystal looks the darkness and light. So, clairvoyance, the true clairvoyance is crystal. The pseudo is used by the psychic sphere. And I knew some psychics that developed by go laying on gravestones and things like that. Bring on fear. Putting them, you better watch out now if you get over in these other realms. Oh, this might happen to me, you might not get by, la da da da. Fear is installed to bring on the gray so then they get to see some. But see, it hangs them on the edge. It hangs them up on the edge. See, so we say, don't go for silver at all. Go for the wisdom, the system, how it works, and the clarity of it. So, the gold, white, and crystal light. The center half, the middle way. So, that's the middle way. That's the center half. That's the straight half. That's the neutral universe. You see, you do this one, it's neutral. It's not being colored. It's neutral. It's not white, not black. It's neutral. So, at the top of your pyramid should be a diamond.
But you need a diamond. But you've got a spot
on each side of the higher body.
The balance between the two. It must stay clear because you can see that pulls you too much earth if you use the gray. So get rid of all grays. All grays from your board field.
I don't know how to wear a crystal. One time I thought I was going to wear the color I was working on, and then I started working on crystal, and I laughed and laughed and laughed. I remember a little funny with that. Wear your clothes. And you like the king, you know. The little kids would say, I have anything on. The king goes, oh. Everybody else told him, you know, these are new crystal clothes. And he's walking down the street naked, right? Saying, oh, beautiful clothes. You heard that story about the king's clothes? Yeah, well, everybody, they were afraid to say anything, but this little kid, he's innocent. He's still pure.
Oh, he doesn't have any clothes on.
Shut up, kid. We're going to blow it for everybody in town. We're playing with the king. You have to understand? That's what they were doing. They were fooling him. So, but when you have the wisdom, nothing can fool you. When you have the power, nothing can bind you. When you have the love, you flow in the world. When you have joy, you can move your thoughts into action. Joy and joy. But what happens? You really thought you loved somebody. Or you really thought you loved them. And then they betrayed you. They threw you to the earth. They jilted you. Then your orange gets burnt orange. Brown orange. You see how that works? You see how that plays? Color. So emotions that have brown in the orange, burnt orange, and that is emotions that get stuck because someone took it maybe to this thought and didn't come into manifestation, but drowned it out beforehand. And so people get little dark orange specks in their aura when they hold on to those little things. And you concentrate on that speck, you just touch it with your mind, it releases its vibration to your mind, you're aware of it. You become aware of it. That's why I'm reading how many have had a reading from me? Okay, now you notice how when I read things, you know, I do that by touching those colors with my consciousness, my clear consciousness, so I have a clear reflection. And in the purest way I know how, I bring forth the information as pure as I can. And then I keep going back to the crystal, bringing in, and I use the wisdom to help the individual, and I'll go back and stay in the crystal, because a lot of people, they try to merge with me when I'm in that state, and everything is just clear. Their mind goes blank. They go, let's see, I was thinking of something I was going to ask you. To see, they were merged with me because they wanted to see what I was saying, and then they go to the next thing, and there's nothing there because they're still merged, and I'm sitting there clear. Mind back together. Spirit and mind. Green ray brings spirit and mind back together. Oh, I know. I've just been impressed by spirit with the idea. Now I know. I'll explain it. Here's the psychic. Secondary rays. These are three secondary rays. It's only secondary rays. It still hasn't reached clear field. So that's a trap, you know, and all the scriptures, it says, don't get stuck in any of those realms. I've come through those realms. I come through wicked craft. I came through psychic powers. I came through all those realms as I was coming up the path. I didn't stop. I didn't stop until I got clear. If I could be perfectly clear, I didn't stop. And I had a lot of people say, oh, well, come on over and do this for us, you know, and let's, you know, and help lift us up over here and do this. And somebody else will say, you know, when you start up the mountain, and you know, you're moving up the mountain, you can only reach down so far before you bend over too far and you're pulled down. You see? You can only reach down to where you have a firm, still have a firm foundation to move from. Right? So here's the path going around the mountain. Here's a lot of people, the majority of people walking around the bottom of the mountain saying, gee, that's beautiful up there. I bet you can really see something way up there, man. Someday I'm going to go up there, but right now, man, I'm going to boom. I'm going to run across the valley here. Play around the valleys. And then they'll walk around with a lot of people. Look up there. Somebody's about to make it to the top. Hey, help us! They don't even know what we're going through here. Come on, help us! Some great beings that are okay. They come back down and say, come on, here's the path, I know how to go. And some will start up with them. I say, but then they'll fall back and they'll walk upon the mountain. Oh, I knew that one. Gee, I wouldn't stay there, ashram. Oh, I knew that, and I was blessed by that. No, I read the Bible. I know all about Christ. I know all about Buddha. I know all about Krishna. I know all about these masters. I know all about them. What's next? See, they didn't go up the path. They said, oh yeah, we saw that. We saw them. They went up there. They're up there someplace. They went up the mountain transfiguration. They went up there, turned to light at the top. That was another demonstration of metaphysical teachings, you see. Because when you get to the top of the mountain, realize you're at the bottom of another mountain. So you better get up that mountain so you can get to the bottom of the next.
Well, that comes around.
See, so then here's... I answer questions at the same time, at the quarter time. So then you've got those people that they go gradually up the mountain. So they kind of gradually go up the mountain. They have to be very sure now. I mean, before I take another step up, you know, I've got to make sure. I just don't want to get up there too fast. I might rise too quickly. Then I'll lose the earth. Oh my goodness. I'll hold on to that. So they hold themselves back that way. Hold themselves back that way. Well, we're talking about going straight up the mountain. See, this path, the master's path, is straight up the mountain. If there's a precipice, we bridge it. You see, we just go bridge over.
hanging out there, and we go and see how we can get, we bridge it. If there's a big gully or something, we bridge it. We use the bridge. Walk across the bridge. See, you have faith to walk across the bridge. You have faith to walk across the water. Have you ever attempted to walk across water? Put your, you know, put 4 inches in the bathtub and then step on the water. Do that. We'll see how strong your faith is. Buddha went across the water. He didn't walk in his bare feet, though. He rode reeds. He would throw a reed in the water and walk across the reeds because he knew direction, speed, and balance. Those were his law. He had a law of direction, speed, and balance. And so he could go across there, and there could be a bunch of logs laying there, and just as long as you don't put full weight on it, you're just passing through. And there was no difference between this side of the stream and the next. The other side was one. You're one with the other side. See, but can you think like that? Can you have that kind of pattern? That when you pull back the bow, the arrow and the target are one? They're already one? Or do you have to get the arrow to the target? See, that's the Western thought. Getting the arrow to the target. The Eastern thought is the arrow and the target are one. Let them be together. Magnetic. They use a magnetic force. Magnetic force to draw together. It's mind. Control the matter. Mind over matter. Mind over matter. If you don't have a mind, it doesn't matter. No matter. There's no mind. It's all spirit. That's why I said there's a point where you have to clear your mind. Your mind has to stop all of its oscillations to transcend, to be in spirit. Mind has to stop its oscillation, has to stop its vibrations. It has to be clear. Like it was when we were a child. Oh, you saw a lot of things when you were a child, but then you got deluded. You got too many systems running around here. You need healed again. You need to bring the spirit into your mind, this green ray. This green ray. And when it gets a little closer up here, it's turquoise, you see. When it gets closer to the blue, when it's more blue than green, see, you know, you get turquoise. See how these gradations of colors go, and we get fuchsia going over this way? Huh? See that? That's psyche's leaning more towards mind. Psyche forces leaning more towards mind has fuchsia. It's leaning towards spirit would be turquoise. See this? You see how I'm starting to work with this? First ray powers, secondary rays. Okay, now, if you're working on unity, unity is blue, yellow, and red. They make indigo. Equal portions of the blue and of the yellow and of the red, equal portions of those make indigo. Go down and get yourself some paints at the store. The basic colors. And mix those three together, equal portions, you'll get an indigo. It's a deep purple color, but it has that yellow. It's not purple. Because it would only be in purple with these two. So, that comes in there. That yellow ray is an indigo. Because the sun is shining through the universe. Starting to get this in. This color awareness, this color thinking. See how simple it is? You don't have much to remember here. So you gotta remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 things. 11. The interplay of these 11 make all the other colors in the universe. The interplay of these 11 make all the colors in the universe. The interplay of those colors. The Tibetans have blue, green, yellow, and red as their basic colors. When you go Om Mani Padme Hum, it goes Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. That's the color spectrum that's put out by that Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Because all mantras have a color.
vibration, they have to have a color. See? If there's a movement in it, it has a sound. If there's a movement in it, it has a light. If there's a movement in it, it has a color. If it's a color, it has a light. If it's a color, it has a sound. If it's a color, it has a movement. If it's light, it has sound. If it's light, it has color. If it's light, it has motion. You see? One can't have one without having the other. So those are four applications of one. You see, there are only four applications of the one. Color, light, sound, and motion. And so you start thinking in this manner. The different speeds. Well, there's different octaves of color. We're only talking about the planetary rays. I haven't talked about the solar rays yet. I'm just talking about the planetary rays. Now, outside of this Earth spectrum, there's a different rainbow. That rainbow goes blue, coming out of the sun, blue, gold, pink, white, green, golden ruby, violet. That's called the Master's Bridge, the Archangel's Bridge, because it deals with a spectrum of light outside of the planet's atmosphere. But when the light hits this atmosphere, it slows the polarity of the spin down, and we get this spectrum. And we get this spectrum. But if you go out into space, there isn't this same spectrum because it isn't hindered by the planet's atmosphere. Different colors out there. And so the light coming from our sun has a spectrum. Spectrograph. And every sun in the universe has its rainbow. Its spectrograph. You see? Every sun in the universe has its spectrum. Every sun in the universe has its spectrum. Every sun has a spectrum. Every one. You see? So in you, you have a sun, a light, an energy, consciousness, the self. And when you meet that self in the deepest meditation, the light comes on like 10,000 times 10,000 suns. You've ever heard that? The light of 1,000 suns, the light of 10,000 times 10,000 suns. Brighter than the noonday sun. When I look inside, it's so bright inside. When I look out here, it's darker. This is the world of shadows. Inside, there are no shadows. Outside, I see these shadows. It's the world of shadows. See? And so when I look inside, wow, what a beautiful light. Yeah, it's all there. But when I first closed my eyes, it was dark. When I first started, it was dark. And I had to separate the darkness from the light. I had to concentrate on the light inside rather than the darkness inside. What are you concentrating on inside, the light or the dark? You go inside, you see white light. Oh, wow. Wow, gee, that sphere there is bright. Oh, I come back out here, my goodness. But then as I come out here after looking at that light, then I see the shadow of the door. Clear. I go like this, and I start looking through here. Oh, I can see the spectrum. Because aura is not seen with the physical eyes, it's seen with the eye of perception. You see it within your consciousness. You perceive it in your consciousness. And you may see it out here, but it's in consciousness you're perceiving. Everything is perceived in consciousness. It's not perceived in your eyeball. All that goes in there is a pattern that goes on the back of the eye, that goes upside down on the back of the eye, incidentally. It goes upside down on the back of the eye. You know what? Picture comes in, it's upside down. So it flashes on the back, and it hits all those nerves, the cones and rods in the back of the eye. There's cones back there, there's rods back there, nerve endings. It hits those, the cones refract that light, and when it hits the nervous system, it sends off a chemical charge through each one of those nerves, electromagnetic charge on the chemical. The chemical is in there, it changes its structure. As the electromagnetic structure changes on the nervous system, higher, lower vibes, you see, that goes into a brain cell, releasing the grain there, the ingrain, the pattern, releases the pattern. In mind, there's a mental picture called a thought form, and it's released over the individual and the Akashic light around them.
is to go, oh. Remember those old cartoons where the guy goes, oh, and there'd be a light bulb flash on top? Well, that's what happens. It's like, boom, comes up, because you're energizing it. Oh, I don't think of that. Just putting it on. It's up to you what light you work with. The light you work. So instead of thinking, we start thinking, well, what do these colors mean? What impression do I get off that color? How does it make me feel? What do I know? What's the idea of that color? You see? How does that color take action? Is it fast, slow, calm, active, neutral? What is it? Passive, aggressive, neutral? What is it? How does that color do to you? What's it do to you? And this is all subtle. It's subtler than words. It's faster. You know, we look at an IBM card and go, oh, wow, man, how can they get anything out of little holes? You see? But they run the pattern through, just like running the pattern through your mind. Similar patterns then start coming up from the subconscious. Other ingrains are released. Oh, and you get this and you add it to it, and then you get this and you add it to it, and you're thinking about this one thing. See, contemplation is holding one idea and seeing how everything else is associated with that one. You see, to get all the associations, to get how it works with everything else. See, the contemplation means you need to hold the form in order to get all those things that are similar to it. A like attracts a like is the law. And so as you start thinking of anger, you get more angry. You start thinking of love, you get more love. You see. When you put your mind on joy, you start a light attracts light, more joy starts coming. Oh boy. Oh wow, I'm really enjoying this. It's joyful. Do this thing. Is that a light change in the room? These light changes as we're working here? Because you're going through these different octaves, you're going through these different changes. Everything has its vibration, has a definite response to your nervous system. Your nervous system is deciding it by where it gets hit with it. There's some real heavy things that really ground you out, man. You know? I went over to this people's house and they had Benny Hill on. The guy knew how to rock root chakra jokes. That's all he had. Healing ladies' buttocks and talking about their bodies and their breasts and very physical. All it was a whole ball. You know, I watched about 10 minutes and I said, that's it. And they're right where this guy is at. Oh, he's real probably. Everybody's like, and they're programming that in. See, through enjoying something they're seeing physically, they enjoy it and it goes to their mind. There's a right there. Stick it in your mind. You program that by emotions. They're programming your mind. Constantly. Your emotions are programming your mind. How you feel about something. If you like it, you're magnetic to it. If you don't like it, you're electric to it. You see? Which direction is it going? Is it going towards the center or away from the center? Is it going towards your center or away from your center? Because you're the center of your universe. Do you pray for something and say, I accept it, and you see it going away instead of coming to you? Do you see a straight line between you and it, or do you see you got to go around this and over there, and I got to go this way and that way and around? Can you go right to it? You see? Can you go right to it? Now we start talking abstract terms. You say, gee, I can get some of this stuff. Well, it's not going over your soul, but it may be going over your patterns that you now have established in your consciousness. So you have to give up your knowledge to get greater knowledge. You have to start expanding. So you have to give up what you know now to get more. And how do you get something? Give it away. If you want something, give it away. If you want love, give it away. I love you. See, you got some love back. See? You got love, give it away. See? Truth, give it away. You want truth? Give the truth away. You want wisdom? Give wisdom away. You see? You want healing? The mind and the spirit? Or the body and the mind? See? Or bring body, mind, and spirit back into unity at once? At one individual? The spectrum of the earth here we're working with. And so each one of these
has a vibratory rate in the consciousness. It has a psychological effect upon the individuals. We were talking about painting the calming down the team that's visiting you and stimulating your own team with the red, calming the other team with blue. Boy, that was a sneaky psychological trick, wasn't it? You know? You can go in these places now and they got the Lucier color test. You say, okay, what order do you pick these colors? You say, what order are you going to pick these colors? Well, that'll tell you a lot about yourself. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. What rays? What if order, if you had your choice, what rays would you pick first? Well, see, I picked it clear, and then I'll take white, and then I'll take blue and yellow and red, and I'll take green and orange and violet. And I'll put my down with vibrations. I won't jump around. Oh, well, let's see. I'll take this, and then I'll come up here, and then I'll go over here. I wonder why I'm just bouncing all around. Because this gives you order. Here you're starting to order. Everything's starting to be correlated. Because each one of these is a level of mind. Instinctive mind, subconscious mind, subconscious mind, environmental mind, higher abstract mind, superconscious mind, cosmic conscious mind, master conscious mind, Christ conscious mind, spirit conscious mind, God conscious mind. They all have a mind level. You see, they all have a mental level. That's a field of consciousness. And when you're contemplating, you go into that field. You want to get some information? Go into the field. There it is. It's all in there. See? And it's not just a little pouch of it over here. In other words, it's all pervaded. It's everywhere. It's in all things. See? It's omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. It's in all things, as all things. Sustaining all things. See? The sustainer. The sustainer. The sustaining power. If you want to have the sustaining of a negative thought over and over and over again. We say resist it not, because as soon as you pay attention to it, you haven't given it up, you accepted it. If you have a negative thought or negative feeling, and you've energized as soon as you start paying attention to it. Remember, and attention was energy. And so you started shooting with activity. You started giving it activity. You see the red ray. You're starting to see how this works. It's very important to learn this color awareness so you get it much faster. You go in and you'll see whether you're going to be happy in that business or not. Sometimes you're going to say, well, I don't know whether I will or not, because you're not looking to see if you're to be happy there. Or I'll take this because I have to take this now, but I'd rather have. So you're saying, I'm stuck here, but I'd like to have, you see. I've got this other system I'd rather do. I'd rather be here, but actually I'll settle for this right now. See, a lot of people do that. They pray for the perfect mate, but then the first one that comes along, well, I'll take them, I'll work with them. Oh, well, if they drink, I'll make them get off that. You see, you know, they're driven to drink and go out there because they're trying to put their will over on someone else. Don't use your will on anybody. What's it got you? Arguments. See, put your will, your system, your way of thinking over on someone else. What are they going to do? They're going to defend their system. They may even go to the red to defend it. See, they won't go to the idea to defend it. They usually go to the red to defend it, and they get out here and punch you in the nose if you don't watch out. But the spiritual thing would be to go up with it. Give an idea of why you have that particular way of doing it. When we were working, I went to a school where we worked with subordinates, what we call subordinates. People in that I was in management, so we worked with subordinates. It was how to get them to do something. I'll get them to do the system here. And if you start hitting on the red ray, all you've got was battles back and forth. You see? But if you explain the idea, now this is the reason we do this, this is the idea behind what we're doing here. And explain the idea behind what is being done, the system. Explain the idea of the system, then there was action to be taken. But this individual's already into a pattern. Oh, well, I've always done it this way. You see? So here's the animal man, here's the human, this is a spiritual human. See, animal human, red, physical, protecting its place. Human, conscience, knowing, working with wisdom. Spiritual human has the idea, the ideal. Here's management. Here's labor. You see? It all works throughout all creation. You can start looking at this. You see how these systems work? Are you getting this? Maybe we'll get enough of these 2 days. It'll click in for you. You see? It'll click in so that you'll be able to use this. But the only way you're going to get it is to practice it. We practice the meditation every day. Start getting the cones. If you want to hear this again, listen to it again. You recorded it unless you've been paying attention to something else. See, every time you thought, you put a hole in what I said. You put a gap. Every time you drifted off or were thinking of something else or looking someplace else, you missed that much of it. And so some people have to go back to classes over and over and over and over again so they get the crystal red. Clear attention. So they're clear. The crystal bridge. Spirit. Crystal bridge. The spirit of the bridge. The wisdom bridge. The goal of the bridge. Psychic power of the bridge is the silver bridge. See, because there's more bridges. We teach 22 bridges in the 9-month course. Arcs of energy. And here we're giving you one. Show you how this one works. How this one bridge works. I put my bow in the sky as an ark of covenants between man and myself. I put my bow in the sky. The rainbow up there. The ark between spirit and matter. There's an ark. A bow. Here goes the rainbow. Right up to the clear sky. You see? It's clear on the other side, isn't it? After the white light reflects through that crystal, then you get the rainbow. See, the white light heading home, returning to the source, back to the source. Loving God, you see, that's the Christians. Here's Christ loving God through the Holy Spirit. Okay, what time do you have? Oh, is it 25? Okay. Do you have questions on this? We're going to go in deeper tomorrow on more color awareness, yes.
I don't quite understand what practice means here.
Practice means, do your meditation, study.
I know that. Yeah. But as far as practicing this
technique,
looking for a color.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you look at something, you see what color clothes they have on, what kind of impression do you get from those colors? About that individual. What impression do you get from that individual? You see, that's the first part of reading the auras. Physical. You see? What they're wearing. You see? Because if it looks right on it, and you don't see all the way to the visit, or the aura yet, if it looks right on it, that's what's there, you see. A man of commonplace, a man of progress, a man that wants management, wants his own business type operation, a man works with higher abstract things, loves music, art, creative things, and loves nature, is a place to bring spirit into nature. There's your clothes. Yeah, that's just the clothes. I mean, that's just the clothes. I haven't even probed your origin. See? There it is. That's the clothes. And that's what I mean by practicing. What impression do I get off of those clothes? See, here I am. That's what I'm getting.
So it's a slight impression as well as an intellectual one from the colors.
It's not intellectual. It's impressional. So impressions come from the clothes.
So you can pay attention to the blue, you just pay attention to the impression.
What I'm getting is the idea off of that. So I'm getting the idea of it. So I gave it a description. I gave it yellow ray. I gave it a description. To tell you what you're doing with your spirit and matter. What your spirit and matter is doing. So what system there? What system are you using? So you're using certain areas of mind. You're using certain areas of consciousness. If I probe in, I can tell you what you're doing in those fields. If I probe into that part of your aura, I'll tell you what you're doing, what you're doing in the office, and all these kind of things, what you're doing out in the road, what you're doing in the car, what you do in certain places. That all that comes is the details because of what the individual has in there. They look at their inner words, you see what they've accumulated, and that comes out of them. See, they accumulate colors. Some people have all the colors. Some people only go up to green. Some people only go up to green in their inner auric field. I've seen lots of people like that, and they never got past the green. And it's very rare to see people a whole blue in their aura, because they have to keep tuned to truth and reality, you see. And see, you're devoted in a spiritual way, but you're devoted to yourself, too. That's the dark blue, devoted to self. Light blue, devoted to spirit. So there's the two emotional experiences right there. So your practice then is to go and start looking at people and say, okay, what color is the tint of their skin? What's the tint off their skin? Look, everybody's skin is different. Start looking around at people. See, their skin is all tinted a little different. Look, she's skin green. See, if you're pulled by her physical skin, it's brown, but her skin is tinted green. She's got green coming off of her. See that? See that? You notice that? Kind of a rosy pink coming off this with yellow up in here and blubber over here. See? Start looking. That's the etheric. See, that's starting to get the reflection off the etheric, just reading that, because everybody has different etheric bodies too. You know, all the etheric bodies aren't blue-white. Some will say, oh, the etheric body is blue and white, because that's all that clairvoyant can see. You see, that's all that's as far as they got. And you know you're only going to see what you, if your aura is clear, you'll see clear. But if your aura has something in it, you've got to look through that color to the other person. And that'll tint the other person's color. You don't see clearly then. That's why you have to be clear to see. Clear, see. Clear, see. Clairvoyant. Okay, that's
yeah, I don't understand why violet and indigo are born from the second and third yellow man.
Okay, secondary rays, red and blue make violet, yellow and red make orange, blue and yellow make green. Those are called secondary rays because you mix the first rays to get that. If you mix an equal portion of these three, they come out indigo. I didn't know how to write them straight out like this because it's a two-dimensional board. A three-dimensional board, we can put them all on the same level. Yeah, this is a two-dimensional thing to explain an interdimensional thing that has more than three dimensions to it. You see, when we're talking, here's the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. We're talking seventh-dimensional energy in the abstract mind. Seven dimensions. You see, the sides back and forth, sideways, up and down, which is the three dimensions. There's other dimensions besides those three dimensions. See, there's in and out, the fourth dimension, there's contraction, expansion, the fifth dimension, categories, cycles, these are cycling energies, how the energy cycles. Sort of manifestation, the idea that here comes the tomato plant, and when you plant tomato seeds, you get tomatoes. Just so you don't plant tomato seeds and get wheat. See, that's a cycle. See, that's the abstract. There's the idea of tomato is a tomato. The idea of tomato is a tomato. It's never an apple, it's never an orange, it's never. The idea of tomato isn't something other than an idea of a tomato. It's always a tomato. That's the truth. That's reality. That's the only way it could be. So that's the idea. Then how it works, we get different forms of tomatoes. We've got Italian tomatoes, we've got beef tomatoes. There's different kinds of tomatoes, but a tomato is a tomato. So it all has the same kind of consistency. We've got different shapes to them. You get cherry tomatoes, you know, you get those long Italian tomatoes. Right? You get those big beefy tomatoes. With hothouse tomatoes. Anyway. See, but the idea, there's only a tomato there. See, the idea of tomato is tomato. If the form may be varied, you see. The oak tree has 50,000 leaves, but they all are different, even though there's an oak leaf. They're all different shapes, sizes, forms. Some are older, some are newer, some are thinner, some are thicker. Some are taller, some are short. Sounds like humans, doesn't it? Yeah, that's saying for humans. See, all the forms of the universe. Until you get all the way down to molecular structure, and then you get into geometric forms like squares and circles and things like that. There's no circles in nature until you get down into geometrics. So what makes up the bigger forms? Molecules, yes.
When you're going towards the dark side of color, is that for all colors, not like gold?
That's for all colors. All colors. all the compass going towards the, from the center of the hue, from the center of the hue towards the black, that is personality orientated. The color in the center is called the eye of the needle, or the soul color, or the power of that ray. It's the power of that ray, the power of love, the power of wisdom, the power of truth, the power of poise and balance. You see, that's balance. The power of joy, the power of unity. See, we're going to get you a chart that has the positive powers on it tomorrow. I want to give you today, you'd be looking at the chart while I was giving you this basic. This is only basic. We get the integral stuff tomorrow. We'll get another class tomorrow. Oh, no, tomorrow is not a class. Is it? Tomorrow is a potluck full moon ceremony that we didn't get a place to hold it yet. So, this lady this red month. That's why at the last couple of months of the April, May, and then you get to June. You get to April and May, the kids get a little antsy. They want to get out and start, you know, get a little willful, and they want to go out and enjoy themselves. So they're fooling around the last days. That's when they tell them, gee, you've got to study for the exams before you get. And then you'll get out of there. It's all there. The color awareness is all there for every month, for every day, for every level of consciousness, for everything. It's all there. And as you start studying the basics here, it'll all make sense to you. Just get the basics. Just study this basics. Take it home and say, okay, start playing with the colors. You see? Start mixing the colors. Get yourself some colors and start mixing them up. See what they do. Before I gave the color class, which I give 40 interpretations of color, that's advanced color awareness. Before I give that class, I spend 5 hours meditating on one color at a time to see what I got. But I sat there 5 hours and did it. So are you ready to give what is necessary to get it? You know, if you're going to study to be a doctor, a lawyer, or any professional kind of person, it takes time. So you can have anything you want if you know exactly what you want, you're persistently determined to get it, and you do what is necessary and pay the price. Do what is necessary and pay the price, you see? Have anything you want, you know exactly what you want, persistently determined to get it, you're willing to pay the price. Do what is necessary. Do what is necessary, willing to pay the price. So are you willing to do what's necessary to get the color awareness by sitting down and working with the colors? It's fun. See what you're doing, you should be enjoying yourself. If you don't have joy, wow, how can you bring your mental powers into manifestation on the physical without joy? That's why a lot of people don't have things. Boy, they got all these ideas and they want them on the physical, but they don't know how to do it. Because they don't take the time to learn. See, learning gives you experience. Experience gives you knowledge. Knowledge gives you wisdom. That's the way it works. First, you've got to get the experience. You get the knowledge. So you sit down and you get the experience of working with the colors. That's why I sit there and I went through every ray. I went through every class. I went through everything I'm teaching you here. This is my life. This is what I do. And people say, you think? I said, I don't think the way people think. I think color, light, sound, emotion. That's where I'm thinking. See, pretty soon I'll stop that and just go...